just an old people.
Thank you.
the main city square, roll the weapon square or the square of arms, and you will be able to hear interesting names of squares in your city of Brooklyn, usually given by function from the Middle Ages. Why the weapon square? The reason for that name is Lord Arsena, just behind the same stage, where the local repair, the old cannon and weapon, probably brought from the upper city in the Middle Ages. It is the real reason for that name for the weapon square. All around us are rockets and some very important buildings from the local history. And I will start with the reference for the Ducal Palace, built in the 17th and 18th centuries for Rector, one of the most prominent and famous personalities from the Venetian. You know, each big city which was controlled by the Venetians had its own Rector, who was a kind of mayor in that time, and who was replaced every single month to be loyal enough to the main duke who was located in that area. Every single month, can you believe that? In the same building with the same function, you have the possibility to see Dubrovnik as well. This is very late Renaissance, and the building and building by the city guard, city guard tower, the highest building. Kotor was the city guard before, and nowadays this building houses the Croatian consulate, as you can see, represents the Croatian flag and the flag of the Empire. The yellow building in that corner over there was the old Napoleon's Theater, built in 1810 during the French occupation of Kotor, and the building had one, let's say, permanent artistic crew who played inside in that time. What was quite unusual to have the same crew for a long time, but unfortunately not anymore because of the American Imperial Asia Hotel, four-star hotel. But one of the most attractive and impressive monuments here certainly represents the city clock tower in front of us. The tower was built in 1602, but this clock mechanism was added late during the French occupation of Kotor in 1808. And thanks to the family owner who lives on the last floor of this building, this clock practically never stopped, because they were taking care for generations about the clock mechanism to work correctly all the time. It is a Jewish family, Oman, Homen, we call them Homen, and they still live there. The last member of the last generation still take care about the clock mechanism manually to work correctly all the time. And you can see, it still shows correctly. He has a clock shop behind the corner. He's the owner. Finally, the last monument, the weapon square, is this pyramid or this obelisk in front of us. The pyramid was a special kind of Amuda Kalon. Do you know what that means? Pillory. It is in Hebrew, the pillar of shame. Here was a special kind of punishment. Someone who stole something or did something was standing in front of the pyramid with his or her tied hands on the back, and one plaque on the guilty is just what was written in his form. Everybody who crossed or passed nearby this, yes, could push him. That was a special kind of social life. Usually the walled cities where everybody knows each other, and the shame was enough punishment for them in that time. But I don't think so that it helps anymore. And I'm kidding when I say in a minute now, there's a long queue waiting in front of the pillar, putting the politicians first, right?
Yeah.
Let's continue slowly. Inside of the walls, you will be able